From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP is making another attempt at tackling the oil spill that's been dumping as much as 19,000 barrels of oil each day for over a month in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's John Itzvi has details.
The goal is to place a containment cap over the wellhead, capture as much of the oil and gas as possible, and direct it to ships on the surface. The first step is making a clean cut on the pipe coming out of the ocean floor. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen told reporters in a conference call that effort has already begun. The idea is to get as tight a seal as possible on the containment vessel so that a minimum of seawater enters. That should help avoid the formation of the icy plugs that doomed a first attempt by BP to install a containment cap. Officials warn the flow from the well could increase by as much as 20% after the pipe is cut. BP officials say the process involves risks and uncertainties. They estimate it will take 3 days to get the cap in place. John Itzvi, NPR News, New Orleans.
Turkey is calling on Israel to apologize and pay compensation for a raid that killed 9 activists trying to deliver humanitarian supplies to Gaza this week. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Turkey's foreign minister is also demanding that the United States clearly condemn the incident.
Just before his meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu told reporters that he's been disappointed by the U.S. response so far.
I have to be frank, I am not very happy with this statement from Washington yesterday. We expect a clear condemnation.
The Obama administration said it regrets the loss of life, but wants to see all the facts about the raid. Davutoğlu said the flotilla carrying supplies for Gaza was in international waters, and he called the Israeli blockade of Gaza illegal. The Turkish foreign minister said he was supposed to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington, but the Israeli leader canceled his trip. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
And today, still no definitive answer from the Obama administration on whether it believes Israel was justified in raiding the humanitarian flotilla. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I think the situation from our perspective is very difficult and requires careful, thoughtful responses from all concerned.
The Obama administration is trying to restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. It recently got the Arab League support for indirect discussions, which in the wake of the Israeli raid have been thrown into doubt. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average losing more than 100 points to 10,023 after some modest gains earlier in the day. NASDAQ Composite Index also losing more than 30 points, 2,222. This is NPR. In Mexico, a judge has charged the mayor of Cancun with having ties to organized crime. NPR's Jason Bobian has more from Mexico City.
Cancun Mayor Gregorio Sanchez Martinez is accused of helping two of the most powerful drug cartels in Mexico. Prosecutors say Sanchez made unexplained bank withdrawals of more than $2 million. He's accused of money laundering and associating with organized criminals. The charges against Sanchez derailed his bid for governor just a month before the July 4th elections. Sanchez is being held without bail in a prison on the Pacific Coast. 3 weeks ago, the former governor of the area was extradited to New York. He's accused of accepting almost $20 million to allow the Juarez cartel to move tons of cocaine through Cancun. Sanchez says he'll fight the charges against him and attempt to continue his gubernatorial campaign, even from prison. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Attorneys for the alleged Fort Hood gunmen are getting more time to prepare for an evidentiary hearing, which is now scheduled for early October. Today, their client, former psychiatrist Nidal Hassan, made his first public appearance in court since last year's attack in which 13 people were killed. Wearing his army uniform, Hassan entered the courtroom in a wheelchair. He was paralyzed after being shot by 2 Fort Hood, Texas police officers. The 40-year-old son of former ABC News anchor Ted Koppel has been found dead in New York. Cause of death is still under investigation. There's been no official statement from the family. Ted Koppel was a longtime anchor of ABC News Nightline and is an NPR News analyst. The Gores are separating after 40 years of marriage. Former Vice President Al Gore and his wife Tipper reportedly have told friends that it was a mutually supportive decision. This is NPR.